Inland Fisheries Resource Enhancement and Conservation in the Republic of Korea by Jung Suk Park. This presentation was delivered at the FAO NACA Expert Workshop on Inland Fisheries Resource Enhancement and Conservation in Asia, held from 8 to 11 February 2010 in Pattaya, Thailand.
Good afternoon, everyone. It's my great pleasure to present my country's paper on stock enhancement and conservation. Before talking about main topics of stock enhancement and conservation, I'd like to mention very briefly about the annual overall trends in the inland fisheries production in Korea, because stock enhancement and conservation is very closely related to the inland fisheries stock enhancement initiative. This graph shows the annual fluctuation in the inland fisheries production. According to this graph, we can divide in three stages. The first stage is which is point here.
Yeah.
Okay. This is the beginning stages and the stage of sharp increase stages and decrease and steady stages. In the beginning stages, the annual production was about 1,000 metric tons. Inland fisheries, in these stages, Korea was a very poor country. The fisheries itself was not commercialized as a whole. So the top priority for the fisheries was to increase food fish supplies. And then, you know, but this sharp increase stages, the annual production was about 40,000 tons, about 40,000 tons. That is 40 times greater than any of previous year. It's increased amazingly. And then this stages, the top priority for the fisheries was promote inland fisheries and then increase stock size and to develop aquaculture. The annual production was peaked in 1987 here. However, right after 1987, the annual production decreased about 22 or 23, and then remained at the 23,000 tons. At this stage, the top priority is to compensate recruitment of overfishing and mitigate human activities on inland water environment. In Korea, stock enhancement and conservation, we can say three groups. The first is direct enhancement practice. Another one is protective measures. The third group is management of invasive alien species. The table shows in Korean Fisheries Statistics Yearbook dealt with 34 inland fisheries. In Korea, more than 200 inland fish species distributed, but its commercially valuable species is only 34. Fish's common name highlighted in blue, that is a target species for the stock enhancement. For the time being, 11 target species for stock enhancement. Target species for stock enhancement, among them is 82% is fish, about 70% is mollusca. And this table shows commercially important species that is account for more than 80% of annual production over the time. And fish names highlighted in the yellow, that is target species for the stock enhancement. The target species for the stock enhancement has been changed over the time period. Of course, you know, the fishes that account for the major fish production also changed. The most common practice for the stock enhancement in Korea is release of hatchery-reared fish that was initiated in 1973. The number of hatchery-reared fish released is showed this table, and then the allocated budget also showed this table. The average number of hatchery-reared fish released for a year is approximately 12 million. Individuals. Average annual budget was approximately 1.3 million. In addition to the 11 target species for announcement, Korea has continuously released salmon, fishery rare salmon species, approximately 12.5 million individuals were released since 1973. But, you know, despite a government effort to release hatchery-reared salmon, but as usual, recapture rate is very low, but it's less than 1%. You can see it on the table. I believe, you know, ultimate goal of stock enhancement is to increase stock size, but the objective of this stock enhancement practice may be different between the countries, developed countries and developing countries. Developing countries, the primary purpose is to increase food fish supplies. In the developed countries, more like a conservation or mitigate human activities or something like that. But Korea is a country who is switched from the developing countries to developed countries. The overall goal and objective of this stock enhancement also, you know, transferred from the developing countries' objective to tower to the sustainable fisheries. I could say, you know, Korea was one of the poorest countries in the 1950s. Income, you know, per capita income was very low, but that was increased very sharply. But that means is industrialization of the whole nation and the concentration of a population in urban area caused a lot of environmental problem. That was happened in 1970s. After 1970s, we have you know, something like a comprehensive or integrated national program, but it's inland fisheries only part of many management of inland water. So only a small part, but it's this national, you know, comprehensive effort result in the increase of fisheries production. But it does mean, you know, Korea stock enhancement practice was successful or not, because the water quality improved. Also, we released a lot of stock enhancement. Also, we protected several areas. I will tell you later. In addition to the hatchery-reared fish juveniles, and then we government also initiated a new project that is providing of artificial spawning facilities. Because many fish eggs formed during the breeding season died from the drying out because of lower water levels during the drying season and increasing water use in agriculture during the farming season. Also, derelict fishing gear is known to interrupt fish movement or migration. To create artificial spawning and layering environment as a hatcheries, Korean government initiated new project artificial spawning facility since 2007. So far, you know, 13 facility was installed in 2007, 15 in 2008. Annual budget for this project is approximately $45,000. Korea was introduced several, you know, species from abroad for agriculture or stock enhancement or some experiment. But on the meantime, you know, we have some problem with you know, decreasing the population of endemic species. In this regard, Korean government to conserve and preserve the endemic or native species providing the seed production technologies and supply of such native species. This effort was initiated in 2009. Now I'm going to talking about protective measure. In Korea, we have 19 inland water protected area designated since 1978. You know, within this 19 inland water protected area, all kind of fishing activities are completely prohibited. With this 19 inland water protected area covers 6% of total area of inland waters in Korea. We also applied closed season for fish. At the moment, six species is under the closed season, show on the table. This closed season is set by the spawning season, but this measure is not complete or perfect because, you know, but it's people releasing activities mainly from May to March to June, but it's a spawning season is like autumn. You know, right after the juvenile was released, it is quite possible to being courted by fishermen or recreation activities. So that is some kind of practical difficulties. In addition to, we applied minimum size limits on fish and shellfish, that is six species at the moment, but this medium crab and Melanion snail that was highlighted in red, these species under the minimum size limit as well as close the season. But I like to remind you one thing, you know, but it's that our target species for the stock enhancement is 11, but this minimum size limits and the close season is applied to the certain species. So, you know, some target species, they don't have any size limits. They don't have a closed season. There is legally, you know, everyone can catch them. So we need some kind of public awareness activities. Why this species was released, what we have to do, or something like that. I put under that recommendation in my paper document. Also, Korea have both for commercial or sport fishing regardless, but it's a certain fishing gear is completely prohibited, such as engine power boat or scuba equipment for fishing and casting net and spear fishing. This kind of equipment, fishing gear, cannot be used any of the inland waters in Korea. Management of invasive alien species. As I mentioned before, Korea was very poor countries even in 1960s. So that time, the target of the inland fisheries policies increased the food fish supplies. So we introduced a lot of invasive, introduced species from abroad just for food fish. But later on, we found they cause a lot of problem. And then now the world has aware of the invasive alien species and their impacts. So far, Korea has 28 species were introduced from abroad, here excluding the aquarium fish. This alien species, the purpose for this introduced species was for aquaculture and stock enhancement and experiment. Among these 28 species, bluegill and largemouth bass, that is very notorious species, they threaten the native species and native ecosystem. So we listed these two species as threatened invasive alien species that threaten the native ecosystem that is under the control under the regulation. The purpose of management of invasive alien species is prevention and eradicate and the control of these invasive alien species. Korean government also developing a kind of invasive alien species management guidelines. When this guideline is developed, we have more clear idea how to manage that such notorious species. Everyone knows that, you know, but it's fresh water is essential for human sustaining human population, also for inland fisheries, but also fresh water is used for transportation and agriculture and industry and many other sectors of economy. So in Korea, the management of inland fresh water is many ministries or different levels of government involved in the management of inland waters, but in general, inland fisheries is issues. Ministry for Food, Agriculture, and Forestry and Fisheries is responsible for the management of inland fisheries. As Mr. Miel mentioned about how the policies making and planning and the organization, but this clip shows some idea. In Korea, we have altogether 12, three national, eight provinces, and one municipal inland fisheries related institute. Among them that is highlighted in red one is the three national institute. I'm working for the Inland Fisheries Research Institute, and we have this national institute. They carry out comprehensive scientific researches, not only for the inland fisheries, inland freshwater environment. Usually, our institute provides the scientific baseline for the developing new policy set to national priority for the inland fisheries. Also, we propose several scientific project or program because according to our understanding, we need this kind of scientific studies. Studies, and then our government, its ministries, they take into the consideration, and then this proposal is going to take undertaken. Another one is very regularly we organizing a kind of expert meeting represented all national, provincial, and municipal institute representative, and then we discuss what do you think about this guys? Ongoing project is properly doing well, or we need evaluate this ongoing project, or we need something new project. So this kind of expert meeting, or public hearing, or discussion with the stakeholders or fishermen, that kind of social system is really help to develop the national policy or scientific based on the scientific activities. We have three funding mechanisms: is special fund agriculture, project fund for community development, and fisheries development fund. Annual budget for the inland fisheries as a whole, the budget is showing in here. And among the annual budget, approximately 15% or 16% of is allocated to the stock enhancement and conservation. Impact assessment. In Korea, its impact assessment is carried out very recently. That was initiated 2007. It's currently four species under the impact assessment. Among them, only one inland species is included. The annual budget for this impact assessment is about $200,000. For inland, is only $60,000 allocated to the stock enhancement impact assessment. I'm going to talking about the stock constraints and problem. So far, Korea's stock enhancement and conservation was very focusing on the breeding and seed production and hatchery management. Now we move, we have some technical problem. Many people are concerned about the scientific data, but it's before was stock enhancement and conservation was very actively implemented in Korea. The scientific consideration for this stock enhancement was more like which species is most appropriate, where is the most appropriate site, but we didn't decide the scientific ways, how much the amount of stock enhancement we have to decide. Now we are moving to this aspect. For this purpose, we are thinking about the carrying capacity. Also, we have a problem with management of invasive alien species. Operational constraints, you can see many problems. Protected hatchery juveniles after releasing from being caught because we have a closure season and size limits. Doesn't cover protected hatchery juveniles. Also, we have problem with the genetic diversity, so we need some kind of guidelines. My recommendation is summarized as three. First, we have to take into consideration of carrying capacity. Also, we have to thinking about closed season to protect our hatchery juveniles. That is not legally, but I suggest to work with the community to raising the public awareness and some, you know, opinion leaders, joint effort. And the other thing is genetic diversity. I'm suggesting to develop national guidelines for use and genetically sound breeding and seed production. Another recommendation is stock enhancement and conservation is more like a small scale, but we have to thinking about large scale climate change issues, how to adapt or mitigate these global environment issues. Also, we suggest they establish a national database to share the program information with the general public. Why are we doing here? Also, we have to include some kind of educational program on this database. And finally, in case of Korea stock enhancement, the budget is about 80% is, this way. We have 16 local government, but among the 16 local government, 11 local government is participated in the stock enhancement practice, but the financial support is 70% of stock enhancement at the local level is supported by the central government, 30% from the local government. There is no discriminate how they are doing well or not. So I'm strongly suggest to identify or evaluate which local government is good practice, which is the best practice, which is the worst practice, and then we discriminate some kind of financial incentives. That is my suggestion. And finally, you know, without public awareness, we cannot success any of our project or program. So a certain amount of a budget, for example, 16% of a budget is allocated to stock enhancement, but 1% of the annual budget is allocated to the raise of public awareness. So we have to work with our people. Why we are doing here? So that is all my presentation. Thank you very much. Once more, okay, I'm thinking about, nothing is decided yet, but still thinking about developing a new project that is technology transfer of aquaculture from the Korea to the other countries, maybe East Asian country, maybe South Asian country, maybe Africa. So if you have a good expertise or a bright idea, please give me some share your ideas or some suggestions. That's all from my side. Thanks.